Welcome to the deep dive, where we really get into the insights that count. Ever find yourself staring into your wardrobe thinking, you know, I have nothing to wear? Or maybe just wishing you felt a bit more polished, more like yourself, maybe, but without, you know, spending a ton of time or money.
Well, today we're diving into some really smart insights called Instant Style Elevation, Simple Fashion Hacks. Our goal here is to give you a practical toolkit, really, some simple ways to genuinely boost your look and, your confidence, too. Yeah. We're talking small changes, big impact, minimal effort.
Exactly. And we're not just going to list the hacks, right? We want to go deeper. We're going to unpack the why behind them. You know, the psychology, the little perception shifts that happen so you understand not just the tip itself, but why it works, how these simple actions connect to how we present ourselves and how others see us. The aim is quick, solid knowledge you can use straight away. Okay, let's get into it. First up is something that sounds, well, almost too obvious, but the insights suggest it's actually the most powerful thing, fit. The power of fit. We all kind of know clothes should fit, right? But why? Why does this basic thing make such a massive difference? What's really going on there?
Yeah, it's fundamental. See, the brain likes things that make sense visually. Good fit means less visual sort of noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, baggy bits, awkward bunching. It's distracting. It subtly signals maybe carelessness. But when clothes fit well, your eye just flows. It looks intentional, precise, controlled even. And that subconsciously reads as competence, attention to detail. So even like a plain t-shirt or basic jeans suddenly look, well, more expensive and stylish is the source.
Yeah.
It's like this quiet signal about self-respect.
Mm. So it's actually sending a message about competence before you even open your mouth. That's, wow. That's more than just looking tidy. And the material we looked at had great examples, right? Like a tailored blazer, how it just sits right on the shoulders.
Mm.
Or jeans that fit well, not too tight, not too loose. Or even just a t-shirt with the right cut. These aren't just clothes fitting. They're making a statement.
Precisely. And the good news is, it doesn't mean buying all new stuff. Often it's just small tweaks, like popping into a local tailor.
Right, for those off-the-rack things.
Yeah, exactly. If something's a bit too long or baggy, those small adjustments, as the source says, they really turn an average outfit into a polished ensemble. It's honestly an investment in how people see you. Pays back way more than the cost. Think of it like branding yourself.
Okay, so fit is the foundation. Got it. Building on that, how do we inject personality? Make it feel like us. That brings us to accessories, right? The strategic use of accessories. They're not just extras, are they?
Oh, definitely not just extras. Accessorizing smartly is. It's like curating your story visually. Think of them as concentrated messages. The material, the size, the color. Each little choice sends a signal. A structured bag might say professional. Delicate necklaces, maybe more artistic or bohemian. They can completely change an outfit's whole vibe. Turn casual into something that looks, you know, intentional. It's about using these little things to show who you are or maybe who you want to be in that moment.
It's like a secret language, isn't it? The source has had so many good examples. A statement necklace jazzing up a simple dress. Or a good belt, not just cinching the waist, but adding structure.
Mm-hmm. Structure, yeah.
And swapping sneakers for, say, loafers or ankle boots instantly makes things feel more pulled together. Or a structured bag with jeans, layering jewelry.
Yeah, all those little things.
But is there a risk of, like, overdoing it? Piling on too much.
That's a really good point. It's not about more. It's about right. Curation, not accumulation. For you listening, it's about playing around, you know, experimenting, mixing things up, finding pieces that reflect your personality. That's how you get that effortless style. Sometimes it's just a splash of color or an interesting texture. Accessories are really where you shine through. They fine-tune the message, your personal signature.
Okay, signature pieces. I like that. Let's talk about the foundation, the wardrobe base. Those workhorse items that let you build tons of outfits without constantly buying new trends.
Yes, the strong base. So important. Quality basics aren't just filler. They are absolutely the versatile, timeless core. Think about cost per wear, right?
Yeah, good point.
A really well-made white shirt or a classic black blazer. It maybe costs a bit more up front, but you'll wear it loads. Makes the actual cost tiny compared to some cheap, trendy thing you wear once. Plus, it makes getting dressed easier, less thinking involved. You can grab these staples, mix them with other things, and know you look polished. It just works.
So we're talking those essentials, like a crisp white shirt you can rely on, neutral tops, that go-to black blazer, and really good dark jeans. They anchor everything else, don't they?
Exactly, the anchors.
But with all the fast fashion out there, how do you spot quality basics? Not just, you know, basic.
Great question. Look beyond just the fit. Check the fabric. Natural fibers like cotton, wool, silk often hang better, feel better. Look at the stitching. Is it neat, strong? Check the buttons, the hems, little details. Investing a bit more here pays off in how easy it is to get dressed and how confident you feel. You have this solid core, then you can play with friends if you want, but your base is always strong. Frees up brain space, really.
Okay, next hack. This one sounds super chic, and apparently fashion insiders love it. Monochrome dressing, just wearing one color. Sounds simple, but why does it look so sophisticated? What's the magic?
It's clever, visually. Our brains process block color really quickly. When you wear one color or similar shades, there are no visual breaks. Your eye just travels up and down smoothly.
Oh, okay. Like one continuous line.
Exactly. It creates this elongated silhouette. Makes you look taller, slimmer maybe, but mostly just cohesive, put together. It reads as intentional, confident, but quiet confidence, minimalist elegance. It's a strong contrast to, say, lots of busy patterns, which can sometimes chop things up visually.
That makes sense. Visual flow. The classic all black is always cool, right? But the sources mention softer colors, too, like beige or pastels working the same way. So it's not about being loud. It's about being unified.
Precisely. It really shows that simplicity makes the strongest fashion statement. You know, you don't always need bold patterns to stand out. Monochrome is like this fast, foolproof way to elevate your look with hardly any effort.
Yeah.
It makes you the focus, not just the clothes. It's smart.
Smart, yeah. Okay, now for something maybe less glamorous, but powerful, grooming and the small details. These aren't minor things, are they? They send signals.
Huge signals. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Think about perception again. These little things, they signal care and attention more than you might think. When someone sees, like, pressed clothes, clean shoes, neat hair, their brain registers effort, intentionality.
Right.
And the opposite is true, too, right? A wrinkled shirt, scuffed shoes.
Yeah.
It's like a little visual hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
It can subtly undermine the whole look. It's not about being perfect. Nobody's perfect. It's about showing you, put some thought into it. Respect for yourself, the situation, the people you're with.
It's like the first impression before the first impression.
Mm.
The sources had a great checklist. Pressed clothes make such a difference. Polished shoes, definitely noticeable. Tucking in your shirt sometimes. A simple hairstyle that looks intentional. Clean nails. Maybe light makeup. Are we talking major effort here or just habits?
Definitely habits.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, targeted habits, tiny investments, big returns. Just picking one or two of these things consistently,
yeah.
It really lifts how polished you feel and definitely how others see you. It signals professionalism, self-awareness, like tuning your personal frequency so the signal is clear.
Tuning your frequency. I like that metaphor. Okay, so we've covered fit, accessories, basics, monochrome, details. Now the big one, the one that holds it all together, confidence. This feels like the ultimate hack, doesn't it? Everything points back to this internal thing.
It absolutely does. It's the psychological linchpin. The source is spot on. No outfit can truly shine without it. Confidence isn't just internal, though. It's how you carry yourself, your posture, how you walk, your eye contact that physically changes how people perceive you and how you feel, too. It's a feedback loop. Standing tall, walking with purpose.
Yeah.
It makes even simple clothes look like a statement. Because the focus shifts to your presence, your energy. The clothes are just supporting that.
Totally. The research really backed that up. It's not just fake it till you make it, is it? It's about consciously owning your choices, projecting that belief. So stand tall, smile, and own your look. That's not just fluff. It's actual strategy.
It is strategy. And, you know, the question then becomes how to get that confidence, especially on off days. Well, partly by knowing you've done the other things right. You know your clothes fit. You chose your accessories thoughtfully. Your basics are solid. That external polish helps build the internal feeling. It supports the idea that fashion is as much about attitude as it is about clothes. You walk into a room feeling prepared, intentional. That's confidence. And people respond to that energy.
Wow. Okay, what a journey today. From feeling maybe a bit lost in the closet to having this clear roadmap for presenting ourselves effectively. We've hit the massive impact of fit, the language of accessories, the wisdom of basics, the elegance of monochrome, the power of details, and the absolute necessity of confidence. And the big takeaway for you listening, real style isn't about money or trends. It's about making thoughtful choices, being intentional, and crucially, how you carry yourself. These aren't just fashion tips. They're tools for expressing yourself, influencing how you're seen, and feeling, frankly, more capable.
Yeah, and as we finish up, here's something to maybe mull over. Think about how these seemingly small changes aren't just about your clothes. They're actually about shifting how you interact with the world and how the world interacts back. It's an invitation, really, to consider the power of how you present yourself intentionally, in all parts of your life. What could change for you, maybe in confidence, maybe in connection, if you tweaked just one small thing?